So I'm here with Davo after a 3-0 win at home in the League Cup against Farnborough. Davo, first of all, before we talk about the game, apologies to yourself and obviously anyone listening. I haven't been around over the last sort of 4 or 5 weeks, and I don't think you've done any interviews. I don't think anyone's filled in for me necessarily. So, as I say, apologies to yourself and apologies to Fleet Town Football Club. Sorry.
Yeah, no, I was just going to say that people are probably sick of hearing my voice, to be honest. We were on a bad little trot, and there's only so many times you can sort of sugarcoat out, you know, things going wrong in the game. But, you know, the supporters that were there had a right to have a bit of a moan up, and, you know, it hurts when you hear people do that. You put so much effort into stuff, and, you know, we really do try and put on as good a show as we can with the resources that we've got, and I think that we do that. However, you know, if it's not going right, people have got a right to be disappointed. But, you know, like I say, I just felt like maybe certain things didn't need to be said on the interview, so it's no problem you not being there. And obviously since then we've picked up well. We've had four wins in five games now since then, including tonight. So yeah, things are on an upward curve, so yeah, all good.
Yeah, and I was going to say, obviously, a little bit of a mixture while I've not been around. You've lost a couple of games, but as you rightly say, you've won 4 in 5 now, and that must feel good in itself.
Yeah, it does. You know, it doesn't matter what the game is. You know, tonight is a League Cup game. They've rested a few. We've rested 7. We've made 7 or 8 changes to the team. So, you know, no one could say that we weren't utilising the squad. And it didn't matter who it was or what it was today. I think we needed a win after Saturday. Saturday was galling, heartbreaking performance or result, and the way it ended, after being quite comfortable in the game, to concede 2 goals in the last couple of minutes, to go from winning the game to losing the game is hard to take for anyone. So tonight couldn't come soon enough. We've made the changes. We've made 7 changes. There was only 4 that played. The vast majority all got a rest. Everyone else got a rest. All the other 7 changes all got rest, full night of rest. Although they trained, they did a really good session, so that was good. To win the game was important, and yeah, you know, the League Cup is low down on the priority list. It is for them, it certainly is for us, but we're here to win games of football, and tonight was one of those, and we needed to win.
And just before I talk about the game in any more detail, just obviously want to touch on Eddie Smith, who sadly I believe has a double break by what I heard, and obviously a sad time for him, and not something that you'd want to.
Yeah, no, wish absolutely. You know, they've involved a few of their first team lads, and 2 of them got injured. You know, Keith Emerson's got injured in the first half. Hopefully, he's not too bad, but. Yeah, to see Eddie get carted off is sad. You know, I like Eddie. He's a nice fella, and he's a good player. And you know, I'm gutted for him, and for Spencer, and obviously Farnborough for missing out on having him available, because there wasn't any tackles or anything like that. He twisted his leg, I think, and got himself caught. And yeah, hopefully it's not as bad as people think, because as I said, it's sad to see him carted off to hospital, and I wish him well, and hope his recovery is quick and it's not as bad as we thought.
And on a obviously more positive note, took the lead very early on, something you don't normally do actually. You scored from a long throw, and that doesn't happen too often.
Yeah.
But very early on, I think inside the first 5, long throw comes in. I think it bounced off someone's back, and I think Pat Cox sort of touched it back, and I think Scotty bundled it over the line.
Yeah, I think it was actually in the first minute, I think. Certainly the first attack, a long throw has gone in, and we've kept it alive, and Scotty's bundled it in. Like you say, it was a good start to the game. It sort of took the fizz out of the game in a way. You know, I don't think we really got a game going all night. It was, the pitch played a bit bobbly tonight. It's been really good, the pitch, but because it got quite dry, and it was a bit slow, the pitch, and we didn't really move the ball around like we could, and the changes makes it difficult. You know, there's players playing that haven't played together an awful lot, and we didn't really get going, but we certainly, you know, we pressed the game all the way through. They didn't I know managers sometimes say they didn't have a shot. Pricey genuinely didn't make a save at all, not even a comfortable one into his arms, I don't think. And you know, you look at it that way, it's pretty, yeah, it's a fairly, fairly comfortable night. But yeah, it was a good start for us.
And it was a bit of a strange first half then, because it panned out, you were on top, then obviously the injury came, the game was stopped for sort of 5 to 10 minutes. As you say, it then took a little bit of time to get going. Once it got going again, it was something or nothing. And then you get a free kick on the edge of the box, and obviously Taylor steps up and it's 2-0.
Yeah, it was. I think it was important to get the second goal. We certainly deserved it for our play. Taylor's took it, struck it quite well. I thought the keeper should have saved it, but yeah, it was a good strike, and you know, I'm pleased for Taylor to get a goal. But yeah, maybe the keeper could have done better with it. But yeah, it was the least we deserved, 2-0 at the break, I thought.
And half time, how did you react at half time? I mean, you're 2-0 up. Similar situations to a few of the games you've been in recently where you've maybe let those leads slip.
Yeah, I felt quite comfortable with it, but yeah, it was important for us to get a clean sheet as much as anything. I said to the lads, you know, let's go and be ruthless now. And ruthless doesn't necessarily mean winning 7-8, 9-0. It means shutting out them from having any opportunity to score, and I don't think they did. And, you know, we went on and got a third goal, which was pleasing late on. You know, I was pleased with that. But, yeah, at the break, we just said, let's be ruthless. Let's not give them a sniff, which we didn't. I thought we didn't. It felt like we kept them at arm's length, really, for the second half. We never really massively got out of second gear. We made a couple of changes and stuff. But, yeah, it served a purpose. It got lads minutes. Some lads put good shifts in and give us food for thought to change the team. Others didn't really take their opportunity, if I'm being honest. But, you know, in the main, everyone had a pretty good night.
Yeah, and as you say, second half, I struggled to pick much out to talk about, really. As you say, it was something or nothing, in a sense. The best bit of quality, obviously, came right at the death, and Mitch's ball in, and Coxey scores again.
Yeah, well, we've had... we had the lion's share, more so than the lion's share. We had pretty much all of the game. They didn't have it, like I said, they didn't have a shot. We've had a few shots, a couple of shots flashing past the post and a couple of shots from range, but we didn't open them up. I mean, later in the game, we opened them up a couple of times, but didn't really capitalise. And then, yeah, a really good bit of play at the end. Mitch has delivered a good ball in, and that man, Coxey, scored. Delighted for him. You know, I haven't had a chance to sort of wax lyrical about him. You know, he could earn hundreds and hundreds of pounds elsewhere. He's playing for us as a favour to me, and to get his enjoyment of football back. You know, he scored 10 in 6. There isn't a more prolific striker than that around, and he's brilliant for us. You know, most importantly, he's enjoyed his football, and that's what platform he gets with us. His attitude around the dressing room is brilliant. He's a winner. He's got full belief in everything he does, and hopefully that sort of rubs off on the rest of the lads. You know, he's horrible to play against. If you play against him, you hate him. Everyone will. You know, anyone listening from a Farnborough perspective tonight will think what an absolute nightmare he is. But yeah, you know, you have him in your team, you see what he does. He's absolutely first rate, and delighted to have him. Yeah, we've got him. As I said, he could be earning hundreds elsewhere. He's with us. You know, the staff are chipping in money to try and keep him with us, which is, it speaks volumes for the staff that we've got here, because the club, we can't afford any more than we've got. We hardly pay anything out, and yeah, he's doing a sterling job for us, and most importantly, he's enjoying it. We want him to get back to the levels he's been at, and that isn't, you know, step three. He's a step two player, Conference South, without a doubt, in my opinion, and hopefully, you know, we can help propel him back there. You know, however long it takes, you know, if we have him for a month, great, a week, great, 6 months or 2 years, you know, he'll always have a home with me wherever I am, that's for sure.
And just very quickly, moving on to Saturday, you've got Bideford here in the FA Trophy, ready, prepared for that?
Yeah, we've had them watched. We know they're a good side. They're certainly very good going forwards, and we'll give it a good go, see if we can get through to next round. So it'd be great for us, great for the club, and fingers crossed we can have one of our good days and get the result we want.
Well, congratulations on tonight, making it through. Great to be back, and looking forward to doing the next interview.
All right, thanks, mate. Cheers.